Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, back with you with another episode and another speaker. But this time, we have a very special person who's been on the show before. Her name is Ms. Bharathi Varma, and today the topic is all about how to measure your spiritual growth through the chakras. So I'm sure we've all heard a lot about chakras and so on, but we don't really know how do they really affect us on a daily basis in terms of our emotional and mental health. So let's just dive right in. But before that, let me just welcome Ms. Bharathi onto the show. Thank you so much for joining us again. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure talking with you.
So Ms. Bharathi, can you please tell us a little bit about chakra diagnosis. So when we're talking about spiritual growth through chakras, what exactly does that mean and how can we diagnose that?
Sure. So before I talk about chakra diagnosis, just let me share a little bit about what exactly are chakras.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our listeners may want to know a bit more about that.
Absolutely. Yeah?
So chakras are these wheels of energy. And many of us, you know, hear the word aura so often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's so often used that, okay, this person's aura seems very bright or this person's aura seems very big.
Yeah.
So we are all, besides our physical body, an energy body. And the aura is this ball which is in and all around us, yeah? And there is this stream of energy centers that runs around the spine all the way from the tailbone right up to your crown. Mm-hmm. And each of these, so there are seven major chakras and there are many, many, of course, we've heard of meridians through acupressure, you've heard of energy centers. So there are many, many energy centers in the body, but there are seven main energy centers.
Right.
And why chakra diagnosis comes into play is that each of these chakras, they have a very specific personality, so to speak,
right,
or they influence or govern very different areas of our life.
Wow.
So if the energy is not flowing in a certain chakra, let's say, for example, the first chakra, the root chakra, then that would mean that that person may be experiencing perhaps blocks or patterns in very physical areas of life, like it could be relationships or it could be their finances. It could be that things just don't happen very easily for them. There could be trust issues. So in this way, each of the different chakras, the seven major chakras, they have a very specific identity. And learning, diagnosing them would then allow you to understand where the blocks are, what kind of gaps are going on in your life, and how you can align those blocks to opening up with what you consciously want in your life.
That's fantastic. So just for all the skeptics out there, how could you explain this concept of the aura and the energy centers, especially if you can't see them?
Absolutely.
Like, how is it formed? How do they exist in our space or in our bodies?
Correct. So spiritually speaking, of course, we are all energy. The tiniest bit of us is the atom, and the atom is vibrating.
Yeah.
So we are vibratory fields, you know, if you look at it from that perspective. Having said that, because it's intangible, a lot of people do not understand what it is.
Yeah.
But if you even look at the endocrine system, so to speak, and you notice that each of the different glands and the hormones that are released from those glands affect certain areas of your life, affect certain body parts of your life. Okay, so the adrenaline, when you look at the kidney, that can very well be equated to the role of the root chakra. Mm-hmm. Once again, the base chakra, which is all about your fight and flight, which is all about your survival. So it's energy which is vibrating. And this energy, the way it plays out, would that influence your own vibratory field?
Right.
Another way to understand is that, you know, whenever you walk into a space, whether you know that space or not, there's a certain feeling you get about it.
Yeah.
Or you meet a person for the first time, you get a certain sense or a feeling with no background history, yeah, with no, you know, nothing that you've interacted before.
Yeah.
What is that? That is basically your vibration interacting with the field of that person or that place's vibration. Look at small children. They go to certain places and they say, oh, this feels creepy.
Yeah.
There's nothing in that space that makes them feel creepy. But still, it's that vibration which they interpret with their knowledge as the feeling of creepy.
And this happens all subconsciously.
All happens subconsciously.
Wow. So can you take us through the different chakras? So you mentioned that there were 7 major chakras.
That's right.
So where exactly are they located and what are their functions?
Sure. So, you know, for those of us who do meditate often, and I'm sure you would have experienced this as well, that when you energy flows where attention goes, we've heard this so many times,
100%. Right?
So when you close your eyes and if you just sit down and if you focus on your root chakra, which again, there is no specific point because we all are unique individuals.
Yeah.
But broadly speaking, yeah, around the tailbone at the base of your spine is where the energy of the root chakra vibrates.
Right.
Okay. And this keeps us very grounded. Yeah. This means that this is our connection. So, you know, we are made up of not just the physical body, the energy body.
Yeah.
And our energy body is being supplied at all times from 2 different portals. One is the earth portal,
yeah,
which is more about the physical here and now, our body,
yeah,
our survival, our, what do you call that? Your boundaries. Mm. Yeah, everything that is to do with the animal kingdom. Okay, so that is all about the earth energy that we receive.
And that's the first one.
The first one is the root chakra.
Right.
Yes. And that is all about your survival instinct.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So your fight flight mechanism, your ability to be grounded to your physical body, to your relationships. So if you're facing a lot of issues with relationships or you find very hard to trust people, it means somewhere that energy is not flowing as organically as it should be for you.
Mm.
So that's your root chakra. It will influence all these physical aspects of your life.
Got you. And then?
And then, so the second chakra that you have is the sacral chakra. This again is considered, so there are 3 chakras which are considered as the lower chakras, which relate to the physical here and now, the earth dimension.
Right.
The physical experiences that you have. So the second one is all about your sexuality. It's about creation. It's about reproduction. It's about pleasure. It's about joy. Yeah. So all of this again relates to more about the physical experiences because we are merged of the spiritual energy that we bring with us,
yeah,
which we can call the spirit, the soul, whatever you may want to call it. And we are the physical body itself, which
yeah,
is this, you know, the cells, the tissues, the organs. And we experience both physical realm as well as our spirituality through this body, through our emotions, through our experiences. So the sacral plays a very vital role in actually feeling, experiencing joy, creation, you know, reproduction. All of these experiences, these very primal emotions,
yeah,
where we experience joy in our life, pleasure in our life, these are influenced by the sacral.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this chakra again determines how you feel around everyone around you. Mm. Okay. The third chakra that we have is the solar plexus chakra. This again comes from the animal kingdom because it's very territorial. It's boundaries. It's me. Where do I stand? What kind of power do I have?
Wow.
What kind of control do I have? And therefore, once you understand these chakras a little bit deeper, when you understand what role they are playing in your life, then everything that you feel is just happening to you. It could be you're not getting a promotion or you're constantly getting stuck with the wrong relationship. It all makes sense. It's not a coincidence.
Wow.
It's purely because the energy is not flowing at a frequency that will allow you to experience what you consciously wish to experience.
Got you. And these are the lower 3.
That's right.
And these are based on your animalistic instincts.
That's correct.
So then what would the other 4 look like?
Sure. So then we come to the heart center. Yeah. And this center is pretty much like a bridge between your physical experience as a human and your spiritual wisdom, your spiritual know-how, which you already have.
Interesting.
And as humans on Earth, what are we actually doing? We are actually living life between these two, between these two frequencies, so to speak, a very physical, territorial body experience. And that wisdom, that clarity, you know, so many times people say, what is my purpose in life? Which means there is already something, right? Otherwise, why would you ask, what is my purpose in life?
Exactly.
So that purpose, that wisdom, that knowledge, that inner knowing, yes, that's the word. And that's our energy that just kind of got the word before I said it. So that inner knowing, the bridge between all of that and the physical comes from the heart center. And our heart beats and we live, right? So we experience the physical realm and we keep receiving from above. And that is why, if you've even heard of things like law of attraction, manifestation, it all boils down to the feeling that you have in the heart and the thoughts and the clarity that you bring from above.
Right.
And then how you put it into play at the physical experience of your life.
Wow. And that's the heart center.
That's the heart. So heart center is all about that feeling of love, that perspective of life, which is governed by the feeling of love that comes from a higher space. It's not about territory. It's not about mine. It's not about yours.
It's about more like connection.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like looking at everything in life with a frequency of love. And gratitude is one of the most beautiful feelings that enhances the energy of the center.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. So now as we go up.
So then we have the top three chakras. So the throat is all about expression. Okay. So the energy that is really, really vibrating at the throat center is about your own self-belief. Okay. Your ability to express what you are feeling at the heart and the clarity that you are feeling, that you are receiving at all times from that divine space, from that creator space, from that higher self space, that energy is able to express itself freely from the throat center.
Oh,
wow. So it really allows you to put into action what you already know and then experience it at the earth level through your physical body as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then?
And then we have the third eye, which so often, you know, we hear your third eye meditations and your intuition. So this is located right here, just behind your eyebrows in the center of your forehead.
Mm.
And this particular energy center is about that knowing. It's about that intuition. Mm. It's about that inner voice. Sometimes you just know from within, even if everything outside of you is speaking a different picture.
Yeah.
But something within tells you, don't go this way, go this way.
Yeah.
Or something makes you feel a certain way. That's that third eye. It's that deepest connection that you have with yourself, where you already have all that you need to know.
Wow, so the intuition and the visions that you perhaps...
Absolutely, that clarity, that vision.
Clarity.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
And then we have the crown. And this is like we have the earth, which is the portal of receiving that earth energy that keeps us grounded. The crown is the energy of oneness. So if it's earth is all about survival, me, protection, security... Crown is all about oneness. I don't have to worry about me. There is faith. There is oneness.
Wow.
I know that I'm always supported. Mm. I know that I'm always taken care of. Each aspect around me is a part of me. So that whole concept of judgment, separation, completely does not exist in this space.
Wow. So it's so interesting to see how they're like completely polar opposites.
Yes, absolutely.
And that has a profound impact on our mental and emotional well-being.
Yes.
So different people have different personalities, right?
Right.
So are you saying that chakras have an impact, or the personalities are determined by the energy flows in these chakras?
Yes, because it's not only that the energy flow is determining the personality. A lot of influences, a lot of factors come into play. But having said that, the energy is never static. So it's not like if I do a diagnosis for you right now, it's not that that's exactly how you're going to be through your life.
Oh, okay.
It's constantly changing.
Oh.
Yeah. So we spiritually, or we evolve somewhat like in a spiral. Okay, so we go through different life experiences. Our spiritual energy literally rises from the root all the way to the crown. And many times you hear of the whole Kundalini awakening as well, right? So each chakra determines, yes, your personality. It influences the way you respond to life. Gotcha. When the energy vibration goes higher, your responses to life would be more grounded. They would be more spiritually aligned. They would be more from a place of oneness. Right. When you are more and more triggered and your earth energies are blocked, for example, you would feel a lot more scattered. You will feel a lot more unable to do what you want to do, move in the right direction that you want to do. Trusting right. would be hard for you. So all of those factors come together and then create your own vibration. And no two people have the same vibration.
Right. And like you said, it's always changing.
Yes.
And this is based on how you think and how you feel in the moment.
Absolutely.
Right. So how do we know what our energies like or what our chakras are like? How do we know if something is, like you said, blocked or flowing, or how do we know?
Sure. So one of the key things is how are you doing in your life? How is your day-to-day life going? How are your relationships going?
Yeah.
Do you wake up happy? Do you wake up sad? Do you wake up angry? Do you call yourself or term yourself a certain way?
Huh.
What are your beliefs? Because beliefs have such a big role to play in the way your energy is constantly flowing for you.
Because your thoughts and emotions 100%. Are governed by that.
Your right. thought. So like we know, everything begins with a thought. So even when you wake up in the morning, there is a thought. And that thought is then either it can spiral you down or it can rise you up.
Yeah.
Now, depending on your own awareness of your energy, depending on your own awareness of how you react or respond to situations in life, your energy field would either feel balanced or it will constantly be scattered and triggered. Got it could be a very, very blocked energy field. If you wake up and you're constantly feeling tired or you're constantly feeling you don't want to do what you want to do, that's a clear indication that yes, something is amiss in perhaps my root chakra. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to see the face of my colleagues. Yeah. I don't want to speak to my partner.
Yeah.
Definitely a root chakra issue. Mm. I may have all the resources in the world. I may have the most loving family around me.
Yeah.
I may have people who really, you know, think highly of me.
Yeah.
But something within me just does not give me joy.
Yeah.
Everything is there, but still I cannot feel happy. Clear indicator, something's up with the sacral chakra.
Wow, because that has to do with the pleasure.
Yes, your pleasure, your joy, your ability to feel the love, to feel the pleasure in life. Yeah,
right.
Addictions, for example.
Yeah.
Again, a certain block. So every different experience that you're having and you're questioning, why is this happening to me? Or why is it not so easy for me to achieve what I want to achieve?
Yeah.
Why are there so many blocks? Why does it happen so easily for another person and not for me? Clear indicator, there is an energy block. And as you start working with that, the energy starts to shift. Your awareness rises. Once your awareness rises, then your perspective shifts. And when the perspective shifts, then the environment can remain what it is. But you've gone up the spiral.
Wow. So because just like how you mentioned before, like energy flows where awareness goes, right?
Yes.
So when you say when you work on these parts,
right.
you are consciously altering that part of you, therefore the energy flow shifts.
Absolutely.
Right. So a lot of people went, because a lot of the viewers, I'm sure they've had like relationship issues or money issues or career issues and so on. So what are some ways to change these blocks based on each chakra? Is there like specific exercises or meditations? How can people work on that?
There are so many things that can be done. I'll share a few with you. So for example, you brought up relationships and finances, which is a pure root chakra block.
Yeah.
Right? So root chakra, so now because it's frequency, we interpret frequency, right?
Yeah.
So for example, when I see this cup in front of me, I'm interpreting this vibration as what I understand as the color blue.
Yeah.
Right? Our pets, for example, have a wider range or a frequency of what they can hear or smell or taste or see, which they interpret as frequency as well.
Yeah.
So what happens is the root chakra, if you know that, okay, I'm facing a certain block with regards to my relationship, let's identify it could be a root chakra issue.
Yeah.
Now we tap into that energy. How do we do that? Let's use color, for example. So red is the color that you associate, or that is the frequency that resonates with the root chakra energy. So even for a person who has no spiritual practice, but is simply aware that, yes, I could have better relationships than I'm not having, or I'm struggling with my finances, just simply perhaps sitting in nature, because root is, again, very earth energy. Right. So sitting in nature, you could be at the beach, you could be in your own garden.
Yeah.
You don't have that luxury, no problem. Even in your house with your feet firmly touching the floor, connecting that energy, connecting to that vibration, visualizing the color red, and perhaps even taking your own hand and placing it where the chakra resides. Like I mentioned, at the base of your spine. Yeah. So the front is like you're receiving energy.
Yeah.
And the back is like you are releasing energy.
Ah.
So just holding your energy in the front towards around your pelvic bone.
Yeah.
Visualizing the color red, feeling like the energy is starting to move in a clockwise motion, will automatically connect you to your root energy.
So clockwise motion. And why would you say clockwise?
That's the flow of the energy, so that it can flow in an open and expanded way.
Right. So you have, when it's going right, it's clockwise.
That's
and
right.
And I imagine when it's blocked is anti-clockwise.
Yes. And those are like extremes. Not necessarily it's always anti-clockwise. You could be having certain blocks and the energy could be just sluggish, or the energy could not be flowing as well as it should be flowing. Mm.
So it really depends on the speed at which it
everyone
is.
Has their own vibratory field. So there's no marking which says that this is the right field. So for you, your energy could be a certain frequency all the way from your root to your crown.
Yeah.
And for another person, it could be slower, but that could mean that it's still working just fine for them.
Right. So if, let's say, you have a root chakra with a very low frequency or block, and you have many other areas that are also blocked, how can you function, or how does that affect you in total? Is that bad? Is that good? Or how do we go about
that? No, you will feel imbalanced. You will feel you are out of energy, or you will feel that you are unable to implement what you are thinking. See, constantly, like I mentioned, we are receiving energy from the earth as well as from the crown, right? So if the earth energy is very blocked, there could be a possibility that more energy is actually coming from the above as well. And so you could feel very disconnected with your physical world. You could feel very disconnected with your physical reality. You could not be interested in your relationships. You could not be interested in your finances. So you're floating. You know, so many times people come in saying, I'm constantly floating in life. I have a lot of vision. I have a lot of clarity, but I'm unable to put it to practice. So yes, you will. Nothing is not going to influence the other. None of the energy centers are working in isolation.
Oh, wow. And I find that so interesting what you said, because I feel like there's a constant misconception about spirituality, where you think it's about going towards the higher realms, but just based on what you said, it isn't necessarily a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because you very much do need the grounding of the root chakra, or the physical body, and not just be airy-fairy, right?
See, the thing is that we have to understand that we chose this body. That is why we are on earth. We are on earth for certain experiences. And those experiences come with the body. So the perfect balance in our spiritual growth will be when we are able to experience what we have chosen to experience with gratitude, with feeling grounded, with receiving, not rejecting, and at the same time not being too attached to it.
Yeah.
Right? And only when your energy centers are balanced, when you have this awareness, will this journey become more and more pleasurable for you? So it's not about denying or rejecting or renouncing any of the pleasures of life. We are here to experience them. Yeah. But what is the awareness behind it?
Right.
That is, you know, one of the key things that will help you to really go up in your spiritual journey.
So do you recommend any books or places, where can people find more information about chakras? Because I imagine you have opened a huge Pandora's box for a lot of people who's curious about this. So where can people find more information about it? Or what better than that, what would be the best source of knowledge rather than just Google, I imagine.
Of course. So there are some very good books as well. So The Wheels of Life is one of the most beautiful books that I read very early on in my journey into the chakra.
All right.
Yeah. And there are some more books which are not coming on top of my mind right now, but I can share them with you later to share with our listeners. But Wheels of Life is a great one.
Wheels of Life.
Yes, absolutely. And besides that, we have so many courses as well that one can do. In fact, we ourselves offer the chakra diagnosis course.
Wow.
Where we actually teach how one can diagnose each of the chakras with all the information.
Wow. So can you tap into what exactly do you do in these courses? And how do you exactly measure these chakras?
Sure. So one of the key things is to spread the awareness of chakras, because so many people out there are looking from modality to modality to understand more about themselves, their energy body, and how to heal yourselves. One of the most basic things is to understand this dynamic flow of energy. When you understand your chakras, you understand a lot about what's going on in your own life.
Yeah.
You understand your patterns, you understand your blocks, you understand what's stopping you, you understand what's not allowing you.
Yeah.
Everything becomes like a story. You sit and you connect the dots as you understand. So the first thing I would recommend is that understand your own chakras in the light of the knowledge of what divine wisdom each chakra holds within them. Mm. When you understand that, your own life becomes much clearer to you.
Because then you can reflect
and
understand, okay, if something happens, you can tell, okay, which part or which chakra is perhaps in excess or deficient.
100%.
And what you can then do about it, because you mentioned through visualizations and meditations, it can be altered, right?
Absolutely. But to make your meditation, to make your visualization more powerful, I'm not saying that if you don't know how to diagnose it, it's not going to work for you. But to make it more powerful, to make it more effective, it would be a great idea to understand where you are. Because only when you know where you are, can you get better from there.
Wow.
And in the course as well, we teach you how to actually use, for example, a pendulum to read the energy in each of the chakras.
I love that. And how does that work? That sounds magical.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's basically you learn the technique and you learn how to read each of the energy centers. And as you learn that, we also help you to tap into your own intuition. So going forward, you would be able to kind of just sense the energy even without a pendulum as you go on in life.
Wow, that's amazing. So thank you so much, Ms. Bharathi, for joining us again and sharing your knowledge and wisdom. Before we leave, any last words for our viewers about this topic?
Well, like I mentioned, chakras are pretty much the foundation for your journey, whether you are spiritually inclined or not. But if you want to really live a full life, if you want to be in charge of your life, understand why things are happening, question them. Don't just take it as a limiting belief and say, oh, this is how life is, or this is how it's always happened for me.
Yeah.
Everything that is happening to you is a result of the vibration that you are, you know, the frequency that you are vibrating at.
100%.
And if you question that, then you will be able to find the solutions from within you, not really have to look outside of you.
I love that, because I think what you're also implying is it will always come down to you having a choice to do something about it and taking charge of your life.
Absolutely. And if you were to even start something as simple as just get a journal and put down your three most limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
you will understand where is the energy being influenced through those limiting beliefs.
Wow, and then you can tackle it.
You can do so many things. You can use colors, you can use crystals, you can use essential oils, you can use meditation.
Wow.
Frequencies that can help you.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much again. And it was such a pleasure to speak to you. And thank you to all the listeners and viewers who tune in each time. Thank you to everybody else. And we hope to catch you for another episode with another speaker. Until then, take care and live light.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.